Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
You are listening to the greatest radio show ever, it's Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and you know what that means!
That can only mean one thing.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And more importantly, you are listening to your two hosts. Next to me, to my left, of course, is the infamous Trencher.
Infamous? Would I do something bad?
Infamous doesn't mean bad.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Look it up, dictionary.com.
Fuck.
No.
You will not catch me web surfing at the same time on your petty little show.
Our petty little show,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Man, it's been a long time, dude.
It's been a very, very long time.
It's been like, what, a month?
A month.
A whole month since we have heard this voice without being on a phone.
Exactly.
Wow.
God damn, am I happy to be here. Of course, the chat room's complaining we're overdriven.
Yeah, we are. But, I don't know. Here, let's just knock it down a bit for their sensitive ears and knock that up a bit so I can hear myself.
Well, I can, yeah. See, it's all about you guys, you know, what you want.
Yeah, you know.
I want to keep my speakers.
I want to keep my speakers. I want to be able to hear them, but, you know, Faye Mouse, Ikari, I don't know. Will someone please post the real definition of infamous? So, anyhow. Club Balls is back after a full month of being in the other, basically in the other side of the country.
Literally, I was about
next to the other ocean.
Yes, I was actually south of the Great Lakes. I was in a town called Columbus, Ohio, which if you read some of the blogs, and I got so busy by pulling 12 hours daily, I didn't have time to blog.
Just didn't have time to keep the blogging going.
I was having to do two blogs, one for my work journal for my employer. And then one for Spankwagon. I couldn't do it. We're going to play a little catch-up on that. And we're probably going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I have learned a lot, and I've actually left Ohio a changed man.
Really?
Yes, I had some very interesting experiences, and I've done a lot of people watching and things like that.
Okay. Midwest people watching, which really isn't all that good.
Actually, you know what, man? It was great.
All right, we'll get that. By the way, Akari just threw up the definition. Ill fame for having an exceedingly bad reputation. A notorious gangster. The Tenderloin District was notorious for vice. See? There you go. I'm right.
There you go. So to celebrate your righteousness, you will remind me of this from now on.
Okay.
Because I will call you Notorious Tenderloin.
And I'm just going to blame Akari for that. I'm not even going to blame you. I'm going to blame Akari because he had to post it on the chat. By the way, if you want to hang out with us, you're listening in, you know, you want to hang out and do the chat thing with us.
There are several ways you can join us online and play a copy of our home game.
Absolutely. First, head of your asses over to spankwagon.net. Once you click on that, find the link that says Cam and Chat. Not only can you chat with us live, but you can watch our fat asses too. We have the definite studio cams up, plus the entire studio cam.
Wow, look at that. You guys like put in, you guys as an LV Rocks, the studio.
The broadcast station, yeah.
They've really put in some nice cam mounts.
Yeah, they have, actually. It's a pretty decent cam. I mean, that's the one behind us on the bookshelf there.
That's great. You know what?
Behind us on the bookshelf, not forward.
I saw that right there. That's great.
So
I'm going to say, too, plus you installed a dartboard.
Yeah, they installed a dartboard and a Nerf hoop. This is actually becoming more and more laid back. Like, yes, last week, about an hour before the show, all Diggs, as Diggs Nuts, you know.
Yes.
And Khan, the studio engineer, and myself, all we did was play darts for an hour. That was my prep.
That's great, you know, because we've now gone from a semi-professional studio to a rec room.
Hey, next week's pool table. Woo!
You are listening to the Foosball Finals.
Ah! Oh, really? You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Apparently, it seems we have a caller.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Shut up, I'm talking.
That's what we're doing.
How you been, man?
Hey, what are you guys talking about tonight?
Going to talk about a whole bunch of different stuff, man. We're going to talk about...
your mom.
About who?
That's great, dude. You're just pissing people off right off the bat.
Absolutely.
I'm in a bad fucking mood. You're in a bad mood.
I'm in a bad mood. I've been just a shitty day. What's up?
Claude, did that man just say he was going to talk about my mom?
It's kind of sounded like it. Is that what you said?
I don't know. You have to replay it back in post.
He must not have said that because by now I would have dick slapped him in the eye.
Oh, you can't Danza slap me.
Oh, I absolutely could.
Really? Cyber Danza slap, dude.
Cyber Danza slap. How sad is that?
You would have a Pinot black eye by now.
Pinot black eye. Nice.
A Pinot black eye, man.
I mean, I don't know who the hell you think you're messing with here, but I'm the man.
Okay. All right.
I met him, man. He does have a point, man.
Really? He's the
man?
How
you doing today, Claus?
I'm fine, man. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent, man. I enjoy you guys' radio show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. How's everything going
who's
back
guy, up? Who's that guy in there with you, though?
That right there? That's Trencher, man.
Trencher.
Yes.
He's the one that makes all the cornball posts on your site?
No, we have several people
Trencher, your posts are cornball, buddy.
Oh.
If you want to talk about my mom tonight, how about that?
Wow, isn't that nice how that works?
That's completely screwed. You hung up on it. You hung up on the collar, man.
Yeah, you know what? This is my show. It's also my site, so I guess I can kind of do what I want.
Oh, I guess so. I don't count now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you do. He'll probably call back. maybe. I'm assuming that's the person that was calling for, what, 50 minutes before the show? Lights been going off. Like, who's calling? There's not even a show going on. Who the fuck is calling? Anywho. There they go. All right, see? Told you so. There's a huge fucking I told you so. Spank Wagon Radio.
Dang, Trencher, now you're going to hurt my feelings, and I'm going to end up in therapy. I can't afford that.
Really?
Really?
No, your HMO doesn't cover that?
No, it doesn't.
Your HMO MO doesn't cover that at all, huh?
Not at all.
That's too bad. I'm sorry to
Thanks,
hear that.
Man.
But you're in Ohio, right? You're in Ohio, right?
Yes, I am, matter of fact.
The Great Lakes are up north, right?
Yes, they are.
All right. How cold are they?
I don't know. I've never been in them at this time of year.
You should try. Maybe a good therapy. Kind of soak your head.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
Is that what you do with the nearby toilet bowl?
No, we're out of water here. The pipe broke last week. I can't go snorkeling.
Unfortunately, it's actually...
Why did the pipes break?
We have no fucking clue.
It's an old
There's
ass
no weather
building.
Here in Vegas, and shit breaks like it's in the Midwest.
We're in an old-ass building in the middle
There's
of the industrial
There's one fucking
section.
Floor beam on this in this yeah. whole room. Claudier does a jumping jack. The whole building shifts left.
Dude, it's no joke.
Why in the hell would Claude do a jumping jack?
That's what we ask.
Scare the
does.
Shit out of everybody because the floor vibrates and the wall
I've
shake.
Seen Claude, and he don't look like a guy who's done a lot of jumping jacks.
He does, but when it's fun, it's scare
I
the
shit. I know, because I'm about the same size as Claude, and I don't do it. I know what it takes to get there. And it's a whole lot of not doing jumping jacks that helps you.
That's
that
true,
a little
man.
Tim Hortons.
Some Tim Hortons, man.
What the fuck is you posted about the Tim Hortons? You were calling it the MLK of Canada.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. What was up with that, dude? I gotta hear.
Yeah.
About that,
yeah. Let's get.
I responded to that post, by the way.
Did you? I haven't been on the site yet, man. I didn't bust out my laptop computer yet since I've been back.
Well, my response to you was, "What could be finer than some piping hot dog nuts in your mouth?"
Some piping hot dog nuts in my mouth. Well, you know, I guess to be on the same scale.
I thought we were the ones that were supposed to kick it down a notch and go for the lowest common denominator. I think this is the first time that a caller has actually beaten us to the low. Can you just say cock? Just say it. Because that's like, you know, if we hit the lowest common denominator, someone has to say fucking cock. It's usually Claude, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Come on.
I figured out something that could be finer than piping hot dog nuts in your mouth.
Piping hot dog nuts.
Behind Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. That would be finer.
I don't know, man.
Piping hot dog nuts.
I don't know, man.
Everything.
She had a table coaster for a piercing.
That's cool. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, man.
I could work around it.
You'd have to, man. You don't want to cut your tongue.
Dude, I think that I need to steal her away from that little short punk that she's dating anyway. What is that guy's name? Jermaine Dupri? The dude's like 4'11".
I have no idea who she's dating right now, man.
He's a punk. I don't know. Anyway, on to the Tim Horton thing, man. Tell me about why you wrote that.
Yeah, please.
I was moved by Timbits, man.
Timbits?
Yeah.
Timbits. What the fuck are Timbits? You gotta fill the uneducated here.
Even Akari knows what Timbits are.
I don't. That's Akari. He's on the internet like 24/7, all right?
They're like mini donut. They're like donut, the size of donut holes, but they're real donuts. They're not donut holes. Because
yeah,
like,
it's the regular donut.
So they're like, are they the
like
super sugar?
Down
exactly.
Into a bite-sized morsel.
Thumb donuts. I got it. Okay. Or little orbit donuts. There's a lot of names for them. A lot of, you know, people make
these are Timbits, man.
Timbits. You ate right. Tim's bits.
Timbit.
Were they his tender vittles?
Tender vittles. No, man. It was not possessive, man.
Okay.
I guess it could be like representative since he was from Canada and it's cold up there. Hey. And shrinkage is expected. But yeah, dude, come on. Tim Horton, man. Now, Akari will back me on that shit.
But what I'm trying to figure out about this, though, Claude, is like, were you having just been watching a Martin Luther King Day parade at the same time you're reading your Timbit? And so the two somehow collided worlds, or?
It was brought on by a lack of sleep and a 20-pack of Timbits, man.
Or were you on Martin Luther King Boulevard when you were at that?
He definitely wouldn't be looking for Timbits there.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. Do they have Martin Luther King Boulevard up in the Capital City?
They have one everywhere, dude. And I have a question about Martin Luther King Boulevard that I'd like to address to this audience today.
All right.
We all supposedly revere Dr. King as a great man, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hence we name streets after him.
Yes.
Why is it they always put that as the street and, like, the worst part of the ghetto of that community?
Because they want to use that street as a focal point of positive energy and attitude. I'm not shitting you. That is the explanation you will get from city planners.
dude, I'm yet to see a Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard that gave me a positive energy other than to positively get the hell away from there before I got mugged.
You know, the funny thing is where we work is right on MLK.
Yes, I heard.
So, you know, I mean, that's what a lot of the city planners want. They're like, oh, well, we'll put it in these neighborhoods that need something positive to represent them. Of course, the neighborhoods are pure shit.
But we know we've had a lot of positive changes.
You know, there's no Che Cuerva highway, you know, going through some Spanish part of town either, you know.
No, wait.
Yeah.
There is Cesar Chavez Boulevard.
Oh, there is Cesar Chavez
in
Boulevard.
In Los Angeles.
I forgot about that. That's of course, right. Hey, we get Frank Sinatra Drive. Never mind.
Well, what else could you want?
I don't know.
Blue eyes, come on.
Yeah, then again, of course, Claude here wants Timbits and MLK, so. All right, caller.
Is the movie
and this is just to shut the fuck up, I'm talking? Right?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.
Our pleasure, too, man.
Udabu, brother.
Have a good one. Take care, Claude.
You do the same, man.
Nice to meet you, Trencher.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'll be a lot nicer to you next time, buddy, I promise.
Oh, cool.
He's breaking you in, man.
All right. Take care.
Later. Bye. Wow, so you made some friends in Ohio.
Yeah.
And they followed you all the way to Vegas.
Pretty much,
so,
man.
So, yeah, this show just went.
That's fine. No, Tim Hortons is this, like, this fucking hockey player guy, like, licensed.
Was he black?
No, he's not. He's Canadian.
How the fuck did you make it? He's not black, he's Canadian. I don't think those things are, like, mutually exclusive or, you know, polar opposites. Are you black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Canadian? No, I don't really think it works like that.
That's a good point, because I've never met anyone who's Canadian-African. Or like an Asian-Canadian.
Asian-Canadian. No, that's because here in America, everybody wants to assert their rights, so they call themselves Asian-Americans or African-Americans or, you know, Hispanic-Americans, because then they'll feel left out.
Exactly.
They can't just be Americans. No. See, black people in Canada? Hold on. Black people in Canada? I'm Canadian. Hey, all right. You know, they just say, we're Canadian. And somehow shit just seems to work a little better. Granted, healthcare doesn't, but that's another story.
I don't know. All I know is...
Are you tired? Because you're really slow on the update today.
I'm up on like 5 hours intermittent sleep for the past.
Nice.
I was up at 1 p.m. yesterday.
Yikes.
It's been intermittent, yeah. So, but no, I can tell you right now, Tim Hortons a pretty good place right there. It was very, very moving. Because I stopped by work tonight, dude, and we have coworkers who have eaten there, and they were just excited, dude. It's true Canadian cuisine. It's coffee, donuts, and stew. Plus, it comes in bread.
What? Bowls.
Yeah, it's Canadian cuisine, man.
Stew. There's no steak.
No, I don't think Canadians invented steak. I'm pretty sure it came from England.
All it is stew.
Stew.
Coffee.
Well, they have chili, too.
Oh, they have chili, too. Close descendant of stew, I'm assuming.
It's Canadianized
chili. How
is
chili Canadian?
It's Canadianized chili.
Meaning?
Which is how we've Americanized the croissant to make the croissant sandwich. Work with
so that. How did the Canadians Canadianize chili? How bad is that chili?
It's good, actually. It's
so what's a Canadian restaurant being celebrated for in Ohio?
Because they're owned by Wendy's, which is also based out of Ohio, too.
That makes sense.
And Ohio is America's own Canada.
Really?
It's fucking cold.
You've never been to Iowa.
It's the Great White South, eh? Fuck, man. Dude. Zero. Most of the temperature there was spent in the teens, 20s.
See, that's why I fucking moved. What did you... You called us... The first ice storm you've ever been in your entire life.
Yeah. Okay, true story. The listeners are all going to laugh at this. I have never been in real snow before. And we're not talking like Vegas snow where shit falls like, you know, on a couple bushes and you're like fucking winter wonderland.
Take a camera out.
Yeah, no.
In the shorts and sandals.
I mean serious ass fucking snow. Like stay the fuck home while we get like salt trucks out and snow plows. Real fucking snow.
Right.
I've never been in it before. And, so Kari mentions Tim Hortons even has sandwiches. That's a good point. Anyhow, I'd never been in this before, this kind of snow. And I had to go through the worst snowstorm in Ohio history, according to what they said.
Okay.
It was in terms of snowfall in record periods of times, followed immediately by sleet, and then an ice storm, and then more sleet, more snow, and then a heat wave. Which caused...
A flood, which I remember seeing a lot of that on the news.
I believe it's the Scioto River that goes through one of the rivers goes through Columbus. I think normally it's like 4 or 5 foot deep. It peaked at 19.
Pretty shallow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was 19 feet up and about 2 miles on each side.
Yes.
Yikes.
Well, not 2 miles on each side.
Well,
right.
you
probably about quarter mile wide in some places. It's a fucking huge river. Plus, what was really great is imagine you have this complete ice storm, and all of a sudden you have a storm from the south come up with hot air hitting ice patches.
Mm-hmm.
So there was tule fog everywhere.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I got to go through the entire experience.
Now you understand when I tell you things like the fact that it seems like every time I'm in that kind of weather, I get into an accident. You know, imagine always being in that weather and getting into an accident.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was my luck. That's one of the big reasons I had to get out of Iowa.
Understood.
You know?
Going even further into this, the reason I'm building you up right here is because I had a little problem since I've never been in snow or ice before. And that is, I did not know how to use an ice scraper, let alone know what one looked like. So when I got the rental car, first rental car was a Mitsubishi Galant. Didn't come with one. Didn't need one at the time. Second rental car was a Nissan Murano.
Ooh.
Japanese Goober.
Yeah.
Mobile.
Goober Mobile.
And that one had an ice scraper, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a lint remover, like a lint comb.
A lint comb. You thought, how do you mistake an ice scraper with a lint comb?
Dude, it had like little teeth on it, man, and it was sitting on the seat of a suede interior. I thought the rental company just wanted you to keep appearances up. Which, by the way, if anybody wants to know, if you want a good stain-resistant vehicle, I would recommend Nissan and their Scotch-guarded what-the-fuck-ever suede. Because
human vomit
cleans off of that very easy.
Yeah, you can't use Scotch-guard anymore.
Why not?
They actually, EPA mandated you can't have Scotch-guard in use anymore because of there's like the chemical process is actually bad.
Do you know what Scotch-guard is?
It's more than just Elmer's glue. It's
Elmer's
way more
glue.
Than Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue.
But we'll get into that
Elmer's
some other
glue.
Time. We'll get into some of that another time.
Anyhow, basically, I got to have a lot of fun doing that there. And I had to call up Trencher's wife so that I could learn how to use an ice scraper.
See, now that I think is hilarious that you had to call my wife, and she's like, you wouldn't believe what Robert just asked me. I'm like, what? And he goes, he asked me how to use an ice scraper. I'm like, that's great.
Yes, yes. I know I'll get yelled at this for this on a personal level as well right there, too. When it gets really cold now, my ears fucking hurt. Yeah.
Told you so.
Yep.
And you yell at me. You made fun of me.
Dude, that hat looks good. I got a fucking Sherpa.
Your hat may look stupider than shit, but if your ears are safe, you're going to be okay in the long run.
I look goofy, dude. It's my dunce cap. I lose like 10 IQ points.
And then you take it off and everything's fine. But you see, you are better 10 IQ points than half an earlobe.
Yeah, but right at the tips of it right there, anytime it got below like probably about 15, 14 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and I walked out in it, my fucking ears would sting.
Yes, they will. And they will for a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. I still can go back to the Midwest, be in the middle of winter, and my ears will just fucking sting.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's like, ah! All of a sudden, yeah. I had lots more misadventures. I traveled the state.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yes. I went down to Franklin, Ohio, outside of Dayton. That's where my mother grew up.
Okay.
That is a depressing place.
So did you see any place in Ohio that was pretty cool that you would actually like to stay at? Or go see again?
Something I'd like to go see again.
Morton's.
No.
Bob Evans.
Bob Evans is pretty good. My Bob Evans had a cousin. Bob Evans had an aunt that was like once removed or some shit right there.
All right.
Who had a son named King Parker. Who is my grandfather. I'm actually related to Bob Evans, I found out.
Unreal.
Yeah, I know, dude.
See, that's Ohio. There you go.
No, you don't get it, dude. First time I went to Bob Evans and I had the biscuits and gravy, I'm like, damn, this tastes just like the shit my mom makes. Dude, the same fucking recipe.
The same recipe. Huh?
What's that?
I'm just reading the chat room.
I was going to say is, it's been interesting. I went down. Anyhow. Let me ask you something. You ever seen the movie Sling Blade?
Yeah, bits and pieces. I couldn't stand too much of it.
It's an intense movie, I know. Now, let me go ahead and ask you this. Did you see the scene where Carl goes back home, where his father's sitting in there?
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's depressing and shit right there, and everything's rotten and torn down, dude.
Okay.
That's what Franklin, Ohio is like. where my mother grew up.
Oh, man.
I understand now why my mom hates winter, because I hate fucking Ohio.
You're going to equate Ohio with winter from now on.
I'm going to equate Ohio with dead fucking trees.
What do you think the trees do when, you know?
They don't die. The sap goes in the ground, but they look fucking dead.
Yeah.
Dude, Ohio's fucking nasty. I also went to, where the fuck was this? Punderson State Park.
Punder with a P.
With a P. Punderson State Park.
Punderson.
This is where the DeLorean Club of Ohio had a convention. Ooh. Now, in all honesty, mad props out to the DCO.
Okay.
In case any of them are actually listening now or in an archive later on. I doubt it, but hey, they were nice. Dave Stragand, I guess his name is. He's the guy that runs ProjectVixen.com, that dude that spent like 2 years, actually more like five now, assembling the DeLorean that he bought for parts and stuff.
Right,
parts.
Right.
The car's complete.
Oh, cool.
And he gave me a copy of a DVD for a Backside of the Future 1 and 2.
You're scoring porn in Ohio.
Dude, it Backside of the Future was... it's cool because I got it now. It's like one of the missing things from my collection.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
It's fucking creepy, dude. And the first the first 10 minutes, dude, drug abuse and incest are sex themes in this movie.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And this is a porn?
Yes, it's porn.
Weird. Hey, let me ask you a quick question, though. You know, with your whole little DeLorean.
Yeah.
You're eating corn.
I want to make sure everybody gets the feeling. I'm really back.
This isn't a recording. This is obviously not a phone call. Hey, so you met all these DeLorean people, and they all were like, glad to meet you.
Actually,
we've
yeah.
been reading your post for ages and ages and ages,
nobody
and now we meet you.
Like. I show up, and one guy, two people that were there actually knew what I looked like, because we got into like a little pissing contest of who's done more famous work, and one person was an extra in some, like, a commercial in New Jersey
to
go ahead and vote, and I'm like, aha, take that! Boom!
You posted all your newspaper pictures.
Posted my newspaper clipping, so I got recognized as soon as I, like, walked in.
Nice.
Yeah. So, like, hey! I was like, who the fuck is that? And, like, the only thing is I just show up, man, wearing my blue jeans and a DeLorean polo, and the two guys knew who I was right away. So it's pretty cool. I got to meet a lot of people.
Very cool.
Signed John DeLorean's birthday card.
Wow, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
See, now, I mean, how many DeLorean owners are in Ohio at the meeting?
Fuck.
Because I know Ohio seems to be like the motorsports mecca.
Oh, wow. I think there were probably about maybe almost 20 people there, at least for the club. That was statewide. And while I was in Ohio, let's see, how many DeLoreans did I see personally? Probably about 12.
Jesus.
In Columbus.
Holy cow.
Yeah, dude. I know where there's an abandoned one sitting in somebody's driveway. Where's it at? Just go down Maple Creek Road. All right, cool. Yeah, there it is. Snap. Took a photo.
Nice.
Went to Bowerly Automotive, the hidden DeLorean place, dude.
Really?
Oh, I have pictures of that. It's cool, dude. This guy has like, it's like the catacombs in fucking Rome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has like a garage section in the back. He's got like two restoration cars and busted ass parts piled up everywhere, dude. On like racks. It's cool.
Interesting. Now, let me ask you a question. Since we're going into Krager Talk, and everybody loves us when we go into Krager Talk, let me ask you a quick question. I know you've seen the pictures for it. Any opinions on the new Dodge Charger, the 2006 Dodge Charger?
50 Cent's going to get one.
Yeah, he's going to get the first one, supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, because he wants it that bad, or he wants to be ahead of the curve. What's your opinion about the new Dodge Charger?
Well, I think that Daimler is fucked in the head for one thing.
Thank you.
The reason being is because they refuse to at least produce a two-door version. Daimler keeps arguing that their two-door cars don't sell well. That's why they refuse to make them.
But they haven't made one, so how do they know?
The problem here is Daimler only makes two-door versions of cars that are not popular with people who would want two doors, such as the Stratus and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the Chrysler version? You know what I mean.
Well, there's the Crossfire, and then
it's a cloud car. It's a cloud car.
Oh yeah. An LX car. It's the Sebring.
The Sebring. Thank you. Like they make a coupe and a convertible, but people who would typically want two door sedans, two door coupes, are not going to buy that line of car. You know what I mean? If you had two door neons right there, and you could make two door SRT4s, they would sell like hotcakes over the four doors. Guaranteed. Same with the Charger. So I definitely think Daimler's fucked in the
head.
Here's
the thing. And I agree. Kari in the chat room just popped up and said that the new design for the Charger is boring. And
I agree.
I agree. It's very boring. But if you really look at it, you know what it looks like from the sign? It looks like they took a Mustang and made it, you know, just totally go hog wild fucked in a 300.
Right.
And that's what they got.
I can tell you.
I hate saying it, but it looks like that kind of a car. And you know what? The only reason I asked you, you know, like you said that they're fucked in the head. Daimler's fucked in the head. They won't sell two.
Dude, Daimler's discontinuing the Neon.
Yeah, they're
finally perfected.
Mm-hmm. They finally got the Neon out to where it's really cool. It's really cool. And they're going to discontinue it for something different. Here's the thing, though. And I love this. I was reading this today. The Crossfire, the new, or not the Crossfire, the Fire, it's a new Chrysler coming out, the Firepower. The new Chrysler Firepower they're planning on building is going to be a Chrysler Viper.
Engine.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Magnum trend continues.
Mm-hmm. They're going to build a Chrysler version of the Viper. That's basically what they're doing, but it's going to be with a Hemi instead of a V10. Mm. So what they're going to do is they're going to put a new souped-up Hemi in it. Well,
so what, they're
going to
do like an SRT8?
No, it's going to be above an SRT8.
Okay.
Guess what market they're shooting for with this Chrysler Firepower?
God, probably going to be old people who will never take time to enjoy it, or young people who can't afford it.
No. What kind of car segment people?
I don't know.
Corvettes. So Chrysler's going to dump more money into a car that's going to try to fight a Corvette.
No.
Why? Why? They need to bring a car that the masses, the general public can buy. That's what the 300, everybody loves the 300 look. They need to build a car, a two-door, for the general masses. Let let Chrysler be all four-doors.
I agree wholeheartedly. The problem here is Chrysler is not Daimler. These fucking Germans are not thinking properly. You don't take on flagship cars.
Mm-mm.
If you want to go ahead and try to create a new market or try to fight over lesser markets and things and fucking soup shit up, like the SRT4, everybody's got fucking subcompacts, but boom, let's put a turbocharged killer motor in here.
Yeah, that's
great.
What I was saying.
Idea.
They could have taken the Stratus RT, modified the front end, because that's what they've did. That's what truly what you, when you're looking at a new Charger, that's what it is. It's a Stratus.
Take a Stratus RT.
Take a Stratus RT, widen up the front a little bit, dump a Hemi in it. Pure and simple.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a fast car. People buy it, make it rear-wheel drive, everything. But it would be great. That is something you screw with.
And not with
a Charger.
Right. And they should have done that shit right there as well to retool for that rather than killing the Neon.
Right.
That's where Chrysler should put their money. Now, the problem here is when you take on the Corvette, dude, this is not a David and Goliath battle, dude.
No.
That is a straight-up losing proposition.
If you want to fight a Corvette, I mean, the Viper is not... I mean, the Viper can't beat the Corvette.
No, hold on.
And I don't mean
Hold on. Corvette is different. Corvette is an established flagship car.
Yes.
Corvette right now is not... I don't consider the Corvette to be a supercar. I just consider it to be a status symbol flagship. Viper is a supercar.
Yes.
Therefore, that's why the Viper and the Corvette can coexist successfully on a financial level, because they're not competing. If you go and you try to take on the Corvette, dude, GM will fucking have your ass cut down. And the reason they'll do that is, dude, you're like, we're going to take you on. Then I guarantee you, even people who would want the new Firepower to succeed are going to fucking pick it apart piece by piece and kill it before it has a chance.
Yeah, they're going to demoralize everything about it. And another thing is, you can't go against, you know, the flagship of a car, because it's not the market you want. I mean, these people are not buying Corvettes because they want, you know, speed or, you know, all that. They're buying the name because they want something that's classic.
Yeah.
Something that has been a classic and will always be a classic.
It's turnkey heritage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was just watching Overhaul last night. This woman had her dad's 64 Vette. They overhauled it. I mean, it meant something to her because it was her dad's former Vette.
Oh, yeah.
Like, things like that. Tell mentions up in the chat room, more boring, Charger or GTO. I'm going to say they're both pretty fucking boring. I'm not going to take two looks at each of them.
I like the GTO because it does not stand out. It's a very low-key car with a big-ass engine. I know it's boring.
That's the question.
But
not low-key.
Right. Hold on. Let me explain something. I like the problem is right now we're not arguing GTO.
Right.
We're arguing platform. I like the whole set. Okay, that the GTO is based off of,
right?
Because it's a sleeper car. I love that sleeper car look, kind of the same way that a SRT4 is, if you just change the body kit.
Right.
You see
what
I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Right. That's what I like. The GTO though, the GTO is boring, not because the design is shitty, because GTO invokes a different image than what you're expecting.
Right. I will agree to that, but they're both boring cars, like the new Charger, the GTO. And I hate saying it, but the only company that I think has gotten it figured out is Ford.
Mm.
I think Ford, with the new Mustang and with some of their lines, has got it figured out. Look at what General Motors has to do to try to make their new Cobalts look interesting.
Okay.
They have to compare them with Corvettes in the commercials.
Yeah, and I can tell you right now, the Cobalt right there, God.
It's an ugly car in
all
person.
Right. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here on the Cobalt. Okay, the J-Body platform, which was introduced back in 1982, has been a solid seller for General Motors.
Yes.
They've only had to do minor tweaking over the years and improvements here and there, and they're fine.
Now, J-Body is the
Cavalier.
Cavalier series.
Slash Sunfire
Pontiac
slash Zion. Cadillac Cimarron.
Yes.
I also think it's also slash Katerra. I think. I'm not sure. That
maybe. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
but anyhow.
Katerra, but anyhow, that's what we're looking at. Now, the problem here is that, you know what? People are kind of getting tired of that the Chevy thing right there and the Cavalier. Let's go ahead and let's retire that. And let's retire the Sunfire and whatnot. Or you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's keep the tooling for the J-Body alive and just mark it as a Sunfire.
Right.
In the meantime, we here at General Motors realize we have created a fucking disaster that can only rival the Aztec with a new Chevrolet Classic platform that we first introduced as the replacement Impala. Insert fucking joke here.
Exactly.
Then became the Caprice. Or was it Caprice?
No, I don't
think it was a Caprice. It was a
Malibu.
Impala, Malibu.
God, if they ever brought back the Caprice and tried to make that something, whew. No. Cops over the world will be happy.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow, check this out. The problem is General Motors invested all that money into that fucking platform, and nobody's buying it because it's an ugly fucking car. It's impractical. We had one for a month. It was dull and uninspiring. It got us from point A to point B. What they're doing in the meantime is they say, okay, let's go ahead and let's do this. Let's take the J-Body platform. Let's leave that for Pontiac Sunfire and just let it peter out however it goes so we can keep so we don't always look badge engineered.
And not
in
only
that. In the
meantime,
let's take the Chevy Classic platform, put a radical body kit on it, and let's call it the Cavalier. So that way we can force people to buy these things right here on name brand recognition alone.
And we
so
can
we
hit
can
our cafe
our
credits.
Back.
And we can hit our cafe credits because
exactly.
You can put a 4-cylinder in there.
Exactly.
So, I mean...
Well, cafe credits only count for lines, not for everything as a whole.
True, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, and they basically lost their ass on the tooling. That's why all of a sudden now Buick is pushing the Rendezvous, because the Aztec raped them financially.
Yep. So, but yeah, boring cars. Akari says one of the big three needs to put together a lightweight two-door rear-wheel drive car. I don't know what NA...
Naturally aspirated.
Naturally aspirated,
non-forced induction.
Got it. Put in a high-revving 14, maybe a V6, I-4. Sorry, thank you. Have an option for a supercharger or a turbocharger. Keep the design simple, easy to repair by either a trained mechanic or the owner.
No, I'm going to disagree with that, and let me explain why. I-4 is fucking stupid. The only reason you're going to need an I-4 option is for cafe credits.
Yes.
If you have some fucking seriously guzzling, polluting fucking power plant. V6 is okay, in my opinion, right there. I think V6 is perfect for a commuter car, unless you can get an I-4 fucking done up good enough. Okay?
You know, like the SRT4 or the Neon.
Right. The Neon itself with that 150 horsepower motor.
130 horsepower, 2.2 liter 4-cylinder.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The
150 horsepower
is
only available for. No. That is a 130 horsepower.
The SXT is only 100.
Yes,
okay.
The 150 horsepower got phased out. That was only on the RTs.
Okay. Well, in any case, right there. Thank you. I did not know that. But
no
what
problem.
We're looking at right here is, we have that. We have the shit here and there. Yeah, we need a naturally aspirated inline four, and all we have to do is just fucking kick that off as something else, you know, for like some other division to have like a little fucking commuter car so we can get our cafe credits if we had something else that was huge and couldn't handle a shit. Now, yeah, a two-door coupe with fucking rear-wheel drive and a powerful, powerful motor, yeah, that would do good. What we need to do is we need to do one of two things. We either need to take the Japanese head-on for the sport compact market with factory-tuned hot rods,
right,
such as the SRT4,
right,
or we need to completely destroy the import segment line by resurrecting the pony cars, which is exactly what Akari is talking about right there.
He's comparing more to Miatas, I think. But you're right. I mean, maybe the pony cars, and I know that they're talking about bringing the Camaro back already, and the Camaro looks exactly like a Charger. It looks exactly like a Mustang.
Yeah, there's a lot of complaints on the F-body.
You know, the problem is everybody's looking like everyone else. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, but isn't it always like that? No. I can look at a Ford. You know, well, I take that back. For a while in the 70s, the same thing happened.
Yeah.
I could take and park my old Cordoba next to a Ford Mercury, either a Mercury Cougar or a Ford Elite, I believe is what they were called. And I could also park it next to a good old same-year Monte Carlo. And
right.
They all look identical. And you know what? That's the death of those cars.
Oh,
I mean, look
agreed.
At what the Monte Carlo had to do to become cool. They didn't actually get into their own until around the mid-'80s when they finally came out with the Monte Carlo SS.
Yeah. And
granted, that looked a lot like a, you know, a Buick, but...
Right. I mean, typically, it's because it was the same platform.
But that was the same platform, so that's more forgiven.
Yeah, they just used different clips.
But when you have manufacturers that make a car that look alike, all you're trying to do, you're insulting the customers by saying, "You're an idiot! I know I can sell you a car that you're going to think looks like a Ford, but it's really a Chevy. Ha-ha!" And then, that's what they're doing.
Right, and that's, of course, is called
badge
engineering.
They think we're idiots. No. It's a Chevy... I don't mean badges. I don't mean, like, Pontiac to GM. I mean how the Camaro is going to look a lot like the Charger, which is going to look a lot like the Mustang.
Right, right. I see what you're saying right there. And the problem with that is a lot of times people look at shit and go, well, what's successful in this area? What's successful in that area? Let's port it over here. Let's port it over there.
Yeah.
Which is why you have Hyundais that look like fucking Mercedes-Benz,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're trying to capture that segment. Of course, sometimes someone can go a little too radical with their pioneering design and fuck it up while a competitor comes in and swoops up their customers. Shall we say the Bentley, which got its ass handed to it by the 300.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's one of the things that a lot of Bentley owners now despise, the fact that the 300 looks so close to a Bentley.
No, it looks superior.
Yes. First comment I had when I saw the 300, I go, that's a Bentley. No, that's a Chrysler. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, wow. And that's perfect because that's what a Chrysler is supposed to be.
Me personally, I thought about getting a GTO for a long ass time,
mm-hmm.
and there is a car that has captured my attention that has convinced me not to get that.
What's that?
I want a Magnum RT.
You know, I'm surprised you said that. You want a station wagon, you want a Goobermobile.
With dubs.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude.
Yeah, 17-inch rims will fit under there very comfortably.
20s.
20s will fit under there very comfortable, too.
Dude. I looked up Dub Magazine online, saw pictures of the 300
mm-hmm.
and the Magnum, how they look with dubs, and it looks beautiful. It looks natural.
Yeah.
I see factory cars running around now, 300s and RT and Magnums. Dude, with the factory wheels, they look tiny. They look like spares.
It's like the, remember when Ram came out with the trucks, you know, and the tires were so small because they had
huge
fender wells. You know, my friend Kevin, he was making a joke. He goes, look, I can climb into one, and no shit, he climbed all the way into one. A fender well. And he looked, jeez. But, you know, another thing here, Toja says, fear the rolling rectangle, but new Mustang tries a little too hard to look retro. I don't think it tries that hard.
I think it's a very smooth look.
I think that, you know, the interiors, I don't like the way the interiors are becoming blocky again.
Right. I'm gonna throw a little two cents here. I've not looked at enough pictures, so I can't put my finger on it. Between the Mustangs that I'm seeing that were brand new on the lot in Ohio that were just coming off the nearby Ford plants, they're not the same as what I'm seeing out here. There has been a minor change to the body kits in the production somewhere. They look a lot better.
I think it's in the rear end. I totally think it's in the rear end. Yeah. By the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
If you want to join us in this wonderful conversation we're having here, don't forget you can check us out at spankwagon.net, click on Cam and Chat, or dial us up
toll free. 1-866 LB Rocks, local Las Vegas, 383-8120.
Just wanted to remind everybody about that. But no, I mean, I agree that, you know, the new Charger looks lame. The new Mustang looks great. Let's hope Chrysler gets this figured out, because in a few years when the Camaro starts coming out and Chrysler doesn't have anything to fight that, you know, we might as well just all realize it's back to 1964 and driving our D500s and looking like shit, you know, pure and simple.
But you want a respectable car. You want a car that's Valiant. Can't wait. You know, that should be the replacement for the fucking Neon, the Valiant.
The Valiant. No, that'll be horrible if they rebadge a car like that. You know, if they call it something like, what was a nice little Econobox car? Oh, let's call it the Arrow.
The Arrow.
We'll have Dodge Arrows now instead of Plymouth Arrows.
The Dart.
And then it'll come because, the Duster.
Because
we already had the Duster.
Yeah. Because the Arrow is swiftly gliding through the air with a dart.
Dart.
You know, something you chuck at somebody on purpose.
Yeah. Switching gears here. Since we're on the kind of the car thing, I'll stick with that for a little bit. But hey, by the way, Willie Nelson has a new business venture. Did you read about this?
No.
Willie Nelson and three business partners recently formed a company called Willie Nelson's Biodiesel.
It's just like made up of his bong resin.
I don't know. They say they're going to start marketing this new biodiesel to fuel stops or truck stops. I love how they
Damn, I wish I had my laptop with me, dude.
I would so play I'd never smoke weed with Willie again right now.
The fuel's made from vegetable oils, mainly soybeans. It can be burned without modifications to regular diesel engines.
Uh-huh.
It may be difficult to picture this 71-year-old hair-braided Texas rebel as an energy company executive, but the singer's new gig is in many ways about social responsibility. That's what he likes to sing about, you know? There really is no need to get around starting wars over oil. We have it here at home.
How
we
the
have
hell was
production.
How in the world is On the Road Again indicative of social responsibility?
I don't know. I have no clue. But hey, that's what they say.
I mean, I can picture Lucille, but
Nelson began learning about the product a few years ago after his wife purchased a biodiesel burning car in Hawaii. Hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I love this. This is a quote from Willie Nelson. I got on the computer and punched in biodiesel and found out this could be the future. When you're 71 years old, everything is the future. Everything else is the past.
Yeah, because guess what? The end of your time's closing in pretty quick.
He does use the biodiesel. He makes sure he uses it in all of his cars and also his tour buses. So if you're following Willie Nelson, that means you're going to also smell not only the pot, but the munchies as well.
Dude, weed and fries.
Weed and fries, because everybody who's followed biodiesel knows it smells like French fries.
F you, Kilroy. Kilroy says biodiesel sucks. I'm going to completely disagree with that.
That's
if you want to argue that.
Loss of miles per gallon, he says. Say he is.
Loss of miles per gallon.
So what wait, the fuel economy goes to shit with biodiesel?
You lose like 1 to 2. But the problem is the people
loss
who
loss of horsepower, too,
okay,
he says.
Hold on. Okay, let's take a look at this. The people who are you typically doing biodiesel are using 20-year-old fucking Volkswagens that run on diesel. They're not using modern diesel components a lot of times.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a loss because the BTU factor is a bit less in that right there. However, once we bust out repolymerization, dude, you're going to fucking kick ass.
Now, another problem that they have with the biodiesel is the storage of biodiesel. It gels too easy, so they have to keep it in warm storage tanks.
Yeah, and like I said, dude, we can overcome that as well.
Well, we already doing a lot of stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem.
But I thought you'd be interested to find that out since we're falling flat on our face
Willie
today.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, man, is now, like, trying to push biodiesel to truck stops and whatnot across the country.
Willie Nelson and biodiesel. Well, at least he's not going to be as. You know what? Willie Nelson has a good chance to succeed, unlike, shall we say, Malcolm Brickland.
By the
way,
did
you hear about his latest?
His latest thing is the same car we were talking about a couple years ago. He's looking to bring in the another version of, not really a Yugo, but
nope.
I read about it on Autoblog.
Nope, it's a completely different car.
Oh no, Malcolm Brickland. By the way, if anybody wants to know, we've talked about it in the past. Made a gullwing door called the Brickland.
Also,
the man who is in charge of importing Subaru to the United States,
As well as some other little
Yugo
things, commuter bicycles and stuff.
Commuter bicycles, but he also is very famous for the Yugo.
He's responsible for the Yugo. That whole fucking nightmare people had. So basically, let's go ahead. Although, Yugo's taken care of like any vehicle they may maintain. Anyhow, let's go ahead. Let's take a look at Malcolm Brickland's latest folly, because I know that you're going to love this right here, because you're a car guy.
Yeah.
And this is going to be very simple for everyone to follow along. Malcolm Brickland is working with a company called Chery.
Yep.
Chery.
Right. Japanese? No, not the Japanese
no,
company.
No, this is a Chinese company.
Chinese company.
It is very interesting because what's going on right here is Chery was partnered with a company called Shanghai Auto Industrial Works or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have since ceased any and all relations with Chery. It seems that there's a Daewoo-built car which is imported to Japan, or excuse me, to China. By General Motors under their Chevrolet badge, or Chevy badge. So with the fancy script that Chery uses, the R looks like a V, and they basically took this car and cast every single part into molds, and they build them $3,000 cheaper than General Motors.
Yikes.
Now, because of China, who refuses to observe human rights, let alone copyright infringement laws, General Motors can't sue them. This Toyota has had problems with this in the United States as well. Excuse me, in China as well, trying to basically copyright infringement lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's have a look at this. General Motors is suing them, and the World Trade Organization has even said, China, you need to step in. There's some serious copyright shit here. Because they even, in some cases, have only tweaked the Chevy badge a little bit to make it look, you know, that to make it look like...
And now Malcolm Brickman is part of this company that's copying.
And he is going to bring this car to the United States.
Oh, what's he going to badge it as?
The Cherry.
With the same scripting and the same icon?
Yeah, so you, so let me
ooh, if, this ought to be fun.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to bet you anything, like, this is what's going to happen. Anybody here remember Ghettoopoly?
Yep.
What happened with Ghettoopoly?
They got sued by Monopoly.
And what
Parker Brothers.
And what happened to all the products they brought in the United States?
I think it all got destroyed.
Mm-hmm. $4 million worth of merchandise, just one cargo container, they held in customs until the lawsuit was settled. So what do you think is going to happen when we have huge cargo containers full of these automobiles, and when they hit Long Beach and San Pedro? Yeah.
They're going to sit there.
They're going to get impounded. They're going to let them sit in the salt there so they can get destroyed while Malcolm Brickman and Cherry go bankrupt in the U.S.
Yep.
Malcolm Brickman, you are a fucktard. Oh, by the way, if anybody's really curious, I found out something very interesting. The acrylic compound on the Brickman is based off of the showers Malcolm Brickman used to sell through his hardware chains.
Interesting, which explains the type of plastics he uses.
Yes, and why they fuck up so easily.
Corey, so if you get in a wreck, you'll have popped your cherry.
That's incorrect because you spelled it with two R's.
Oh, give him a break. It's called a pun. Well, I think we need to start wrapping up for a break.
Yeah, let's go.
You need a few minutes to wake up.
Oh, yeah, I'm a little tired, but yeah.
So I need to pull up some music here. What do we have for music? We played that a lot. Anything you want to say?
Akari says, I see an ad in the paper that has a drawing of a woman that looks like she was beaten, but it's an ad for permanent makeup.
Nice.
Akari, if you think that's bad, wait till you meet these people in public. If you want to meet them in public, I would suggest going late afternoons to PetSmart. When they buy everything for their precious little foo-foo dog.
Nice. Hey, folks, you're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net on the internet. Oh, I'm sorry, fuck that. Only available on the internet. Shit, I screwed that up. Because we have plenty of syndicators. We love everybody else right there, yeah.
Jesus Christ, you're peeking the mic. Why don't we go ahead and cut to a break? We'll be back in
a
little bit.
Spankwagon, we'll return. Listen to some music.
You want to try that again? You're a little out of practice.
It's been a month, man. I'm a little rusty.
Man, are you. All right, we'll be back.
mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around.
I just want
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen on, you motherfucker!
Take my shirt, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back for the second half of
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And now, the stupidest movie lines in the world. What the hell is this?
Okay, check this out. This is the movie I was talking to everybody about. It's called Space Mutiny, made 1988 in South Africa.
It's a classic, kids.
Oh, dude. Number 10 on the top 100 movies of all, top 250 movie, worst movies of all time.
Worst movies.
Worst movies.
All right, let's see. What's the, let's get.
Quotes from the movies. Can a woman buy a man a drink in this galaxy? Quote from the Pirates. Surrender or be blown to astro dust. Okay, now here's the protagonist, okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
The evil guy.
The protagonist, Callan.
No, that's Calgon. And that's how it's pronounced.
As in I was trying to help it.
Yeah.
You're right. It is Calgon.
I'm being undermined by my own disciples.
Nice.
It's not unlike ancient dental equipment on Earth. Not that you'd know anything about that. Take that, you space bitch.
Oh, wait. You meddling fool!
I was going to say that for last, dude, but yeah. That's classic, dude.
You meddling fool! That's a classic. You know what? Someone didn't get paid enough to come up with, you meddling fool!
You are much more attractive with your mouth shut.
Come on, move! That's a quote someone bothered to write?
Yeah. I have a weakness for pain of others. Okay, seriously.
I have a weakness for pain others. How bad is this movie?
It's horrible. I mean, this movie was fucking heinous, dude. Let me see. This one guy had this fucking killer-ass review of this. Should be right here. This guy just fucking pegged this movie down totally. I mean, it's just... Whew.
Explain, please.
Basically.
It's bad. Whew, horrible. Oh, this heinous thing ever. Oh, whoa. What is it?
That was the worst thing ever.
It wasn't that bad.
You gotta find that quote right there. It's like,
was bad. It was heinous. Yeah. Find the quote. Stall for time. Do some soft show. We're on radio.
Yeah, this is some other shit right here.
Oh, you want me to stall? You really want me to stall for time? You really need me to stall for time? Tell me.
I don't.
Okay, thank you. I was worried that you're going to need me to stall for time.
No. I don't need you to stall for time at all, dude. If I needed you to stall for time, I'd ask you, dude, can you do me a favor, like, stall for time? Yeah, like they said.
We're stalling for time.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure that spoiling this movie is even possible, but I'll be going over a few key plot points here. I use the term plot loosely. We start by being attacked by opening credits. You know how the old NES would freeze up if there were too many moving objects on the screen at
right.
one time?
Mm-hmm.
These computer generated graphics titles do it, too. They're set to music sounds like a Muzak version of O Fortuna.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
really bad?
Yeah. I saw it myself. The film opens on the Southern Sun, a ship containing an entire civilization. It is run by Captain Santa Claus, his unitard-wearing daughter Leah.
Holy shit.
And his sidekick, Billy Idol.
Holy shit.
The ship apparently never lands because Commander Calgon, the greasy-haired villain, wants to damage the ship enough to force it to land so he can live on a real planet.
Brilliant!
He has his own sidekick, a slightly effeminate man dressed in a lobster suit.
Holy shit.
And a crippled co-conspirator whose voice comes off as being very badly looped.
Brilliant!
This was fucking horrible, this film. There's like they actually have a scene right here. Dude. It's like they have like golf carts and shit dressed up to be like futuristic space vehicles.
Right.
Dude, and they look like fucking Zambonis, man. there's a 5 mile per hour goddamn chasing.
Holy shit.
Here's another one right here. This is just true. Even the most excusable, a woman killed in a previous scene resumes her post in full view of the camera in the next scene.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
Does that suck?
Well, you're just playing around the soundboards, right?
No,
now.
I'm making them work.
You're making them work.
I'm actually hijacking someone else's soundboard, though. Which you can't do on your own. Steal! Sorry. So, bad movie. All right.
Yeah. Oh, it was a
lot of dead air here, Claude. You got to keep talking. Don't you forget how this stuff works.
Yeah, dude, I've been...
You're like, hold on, I'm reading.
In all honesty, dude, yeah, this movie fucking sucked. I mean, it was like, who... And like we read off the fucking credits, like I said, they actually spliced in clips of fucking Battlestar Galactica in here. And now I actually had to sit through this without the benefit of a Mystery Science Theater 3000.
You actually watched it raw.
Yes.
Yeek.
MST3K did a spoof of this right there where they reviewed it, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen it. This was, God, it was fucking horrible. And yeah, they're absolutely right, dude. The guy who runs the ship right there looks like fucking Santa Claus.
Oh, they're absolutely right with the write-up. Okay.
Yeah.
So the bad guy's Santa Claus?
No, the guy who leads the fucking ship, the captain.
Oh, okay.
That's Santa Claus.
Okay.
Yes. It is.
Whew. Are you ready to just do a bit already?
Yeah, we could probably do a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time in the show where we acknowledge you, the faithful listeners.
That means put up the chat window.
When we acknowledge our faithful listeners, Claude puts it out, hey, Mano's hands of fate. And we tell every one of you who have suffered through the show, thank you for tuning in.
He's Trench. He watches the studio while the master is away.
So first up, let's give it up to Ikari.
Mad props. From the future.
Let's give it up to someone who joined the room just to do this. Let's give it up to iMac Attic.
Mad props. From the future.
Let's give it up to the man who joins, leaves, joins again, and still thinks biodiesel sucks. Mr. Kieran McFadden.
Mad props. From the future.
Let's give it up to Mother-in-Law!
Mad props! From the future!
Let's give it up to Toe!
Mad props! From the future!
And the man who runs VFTV.net, Virtual One!
Mad props! From the future.
Do you want to do the one more?
You want to?
Yeah, he joined. Why not? He was your replacement. We got to be nice to your replacement.
All right, mad props.
All right.
Okay, so I guess I should be excited to kill the show.
Diggs.
All right, so let me go ahead and kill your game.
Mad props.
From the future.
From the future, yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, mad props to everyone. Thank you.
I left the clicker lickers at home.
Yeah, you did.
I feel like such a dick.
I'll just give it to you so you can put it away. Nah, it's lame. It doesn't come over the microphones well at all. Yeah, anywho.
You see, you guys were kind of caught in a rock and a hard place here. We do apologize. Trench wanted to give futuristic mad props.
Yeah.
And he went out because I wanted to give mad penis pumps.
And I'm not going to touch that thing. You're brave for even touching that thing. I don't even know what the hell that thing is in the drawer.
Turn the camera on.
Here, let me see what camera I'm on. I don't even know what camera I'm on right now. Thank you. So why don't we go? There we go. He is holding.
We found this in the drawer.
It's in the fucking drawer. There's a fucking lime or a neon green penis pump. What the fuck? It was like 2 weeks ago. I was sitting here and I asked Diggs. Diggs was co-hosting. I go, what's that? Is that a fucking cock ring? Sure enough, he's like, I don't know. But he grabs a couple like Kleenex and picks it up and throws it away. I'm like, what the fuck? They do some wild shit here on some of the nights, huh?
Yes, they do.
Anywho.
See, I thought that'd be pretty funny. Go.
Dude, I don't know, man. You of all people want to play with a penis pump. There's something fucking wrong with you, dude.
It was for
a comedy. I want to play with a cock pump. This will be good humor. Isn't that funny? No.
We could have put it on the microphone for the next host.
Oh, God.
And they never would have known which one.
There's a reason they all start bringing in their own foam. Microphone covers, you know.
Play the spank wagon fun game of whose mic was defiled.
Whose mic did we touch?
Yeah. All right.
Scary
oh,
shit.
God. Now, anyhow, you know what? I'm not even gonna fucking try to stick to a bit right here because I'm just fucking dying on the vine. I'm just gonna go ahead and be myself here. Yeah, that movie fucking Space Mutiny sucked. Okay, I fucking sat around, dude. I had to watch this shit where it was like fucking 80s. Like Danskin spandex and shit.
Yeah.
Some chick who's supposed to be like the youngest daughter of fucking Captain Santa in her fucking 20s, dude, and it's played by some bitch in her 40s.
Nice.
Late 40s. And it's all South African and shit, dude. So to get rid of the Dutch accent like that, you know? They're talking very American. Curse you, you meddling imbecile. Like shit like that.
Oh, that's horrible.
And because you can't yell, you can't come across with emotion when you act. Assuming they could act.
To begin with.
What they do is they tone down like the emotion and just the level of their voice.
Okay.
And make it up with a bunch of like fucking evil grimaces and shit, dude.
So they look constipated.
Yes.
So they look fucking constipated. Like,
dude, you know what was a funny ass movie I actually saw too?
What's that?
Ironically enough, it came on that same DVD, dude. Sex Track. The Final Frontier, and there's like some other one, dude. That was actually pretty funny, dude.
That's hilarious.
That was fucking goddamn.
We'll have to do another porn bad.
You'll have to
review.
See that, dude. Like on the cover, it's some dude with like big ass Vulcan ears, dude, having sex, and it was Vulcan pussy, Vulcan cock slams space pussy. You have to see this cover, dude. It's funny as hell. And you know what, dude? I thought the jokes in this movie were more funnier than anything else. You got fucking Randy Spears doing like William Shatner. I have been in this movie for 10 minutes and no sex. Shit
nice.
Like that, dude.
I'm surprised they didn't do the money shot in Shatner. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you should see the Vulcan money shot, dude.
Oh, no.
Dude, they dropped green food coloring in her mouth.
Oh!
It's classic. You got to see it, dude. You have it's fucking disgusting. I was sitting there. I'm like, okay, I got to watch this, dude. Seriously, dude, Backside of the Future is not wank material. It's fucking horrible.
It's crazy crap. There's no fapping to Backside of the Future.
Dude, there's incest and drug abuse in both instances.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I'm serious. It was fucking not like... Dude, this isn't even sexy.
It's like that porno where someone shot themselves, you know? It was like that. The world's most depressing porno.
Yeah, you remember that, dude?
I remember that. We did that porn review, and we're like, what the fuck?
Dude, it was like...
It's like all these porn, and she's so depressed in her life, she shoots herself. I'm like, wait a minute!
It's horrible, dude.
Porno that they kill themselves. I mean, really? Who buys this willingly, you know?
It was horrible, dude. But, like, they also had the alien chick in the simulator, dude. She's all, like, green makeup and stuff.
Right.
This Captain Quirk goes to town.
Oh, jeez.
Instead of, like, check off, there's fuck off.
Okay, that's
Bones is boner.
Okay, that was expected.
Mr. Sperm.
I like the fuck off.
It's funny, dude. Every time the Vulcan guy, played by Mike Horner, gets horny, dude, his fucking ears, like, double in size and shit. They, like, do a quick cutaway and back to him. They got new prosthesis on his fucking ears.
Bigger ears.
Dude, they don't even match the fucking color, dude. They're all, like, pale-ass goddamn albino, dude. He's, like, all tan. You gotta see it. It's funny as hell, dude.
I'm surprised they actually kept them the same color. Like, instead of, first they're pale, and then all of a sudden they're pink. And
it's funny as hell, dude. And, like, the chick fillets his Vulcan ears, dude.
Where do you pick up this stuff again?
I got it. This was a gift, dude.
That's a hell of a gift.
Oh, it was funny, dude.
Jesus.
It's hilarious. You know how they had, like, a horror? It's Ohora.
Ohora.
Yeah, it's nice. Pretty funny, dude. They had jack off and fuck off. Nurse Chapstick. Dude, it was funny as hell, dude. I have to give an OBGYN exam, damn it. It's quick, I'm out of lube.
Oh, Jesus.
Doctor, I have always been under the impression that spit works well. Does it now? Well, go ahead and lube her up. Hence, lesbian sex scene, dude.
Lesbian sex scene.
Dude, you know what? There was actually some thought that went into that, dude. You've also got to see the Vulcan nipple.
There was no thought that went into that.
Yeah, there was. Also, you must watch it for the Vulcan nipple twist mind meld.
The Vulcan
Dude, you gotta see it, man.
We gotta do a porn review. We gotta do a porn review.
I seriously think this is like some shit that all Trekkies should see. It was that hilarious.
All Trekkies may get laid if they see this. Who knows? Enough Trekkies see this, they'll get fucking laid. Hell yeah. Oh, that's spit. All right. And they start, hey, Sally.
Captain, why
are you wet yet?
That's great, dude. We need more lube. Dude, it's a chick that hawks a loogie. God damn, dude.
Chew dribbling down, you know.
Oh, dude, man.
Jesus Christ.
It's horrible. You know, I think if I did porno, dude, I would, like, blow my nose instead of spit.
It'd be a niche market, you know.
Ribbed for everyone's pleasure.
Oh.
That'd be pretty funny. No, nobody's ever blown their nose to lube up a chick's ass.
I don't... God.
Especially if they had a cold and a runny nose, dude.
Dude, they got a runny nose. They just let it pour down. That's sick.
That'd be great, dude. Bends over, goes,
oh.
Just snot rocket right into her brown hole. You see, you're just crippled with laughter right there, dude. That's not a money shot, dude. That's like an IOU shot, dude. Man.
You just
that's not rocket, dude. Be pretty good, man. You just completely lost it right now, didn't you?
A snot rocket into a brown. Oh.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, a car brings out Freeze will shudder. Okay, that's that's a visual I never wanted to
snot rocket! Hey, would it be cool to see sick people, you know, like sick people in do porn? I always thought about retarded people. What about people with a cold? Oh, yeah, I'm going to come. You know, with a runny nose and everything?
Oh, God, do they have to be mic'd for that?
You had to turn away from the mic, dude.
I mean, you're like... Oh, yeah, take it. Take it. Take it good.
Yeah, that's good. People like coughing and shit. It's like a little brown bag next to him, dude. I think that if you're going to like do some sort of fantasy porn where it's in a hospital with a nurse, we need to have some genuinely ill people.
Some really sick
Yeah, dude.
Dude, the makeups are all thin and pale and,
you know, not the Faru and shit, dude.
Jesus.
Would that be good? Dude,
it would not be porn. I would hunt down for it.
It is an untouched niche. Dude, you know what, man? We may discover.
There may be a reason it's untouched.
There could be a new fetish we've yet to discover, dude, for people who like diseased people.
I've heard of puking porn, you know, but...
I've seen that. That's nasty.
You know,
dude.
And that's sick.
I've seen chicks snowball vomit. It was Max Hardcore.
Ah,
that was fucking
nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sexy. Now throw up.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that was like the nastiest thing. The one chick on the ground, like looking up with her mouth open, dude. And the other chick's like, mouth open, dude. And the chick on the ground, like fucking shoves her finger down her throat so she can puke into her mouth. That was too.
You know, that was. I hope you didn't pay for that. I hope you didn't pay for that.
No. That was like a free preview.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lightwire. I was like Max Hardcore vomit. Like what? Okay, I gotta see it, man.
Gotta see it once.
Did I ever show you the other one, dude? The mystery porn off? You know what? I honestly don't think I ever showed you.
No, you never showed me.
I have a porn that I downloaded off of LimeWire, dude, because I was like randomly thrown into like, you know, weird clues looking for funny video clips. And
right.
Stuff. I have a porn tape. Of a guy who manages to insert his entire head into a woman's vagina. Dude, I do.
I gotta see that. Matter of fact, you gotta bring that into the studio. And we gotta show that at the studio. Anybody wants to come down to the studio and see that?
Yeah, dude.
That's worth seeing.
That's great. It's great, man.
Yeah. I don't think it's worth seeing, but...
Dude, man, I'm telling you right now, it's literally giving head, dude.
That's probably the pun they were doing in thinking that. Is it German? Is this something like that crazy German bullshit?
No, dude, it's not German. I've seen that German. That German bullshit is nasty. That's when it starts looking like a fucking just... German porn's nasty.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about this to death. But all right, you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at Spank Wagon. Or excuse me, only available on the internet. You gotta get
back into that group.
I do.
You know,
our
syndicates are going to call us up and say, hey, you know, you're available in more places.
Spank Wagon, only available through a syndicate.
Hey, well, yeah, okay. I could deal
with
that.
It's really fucking bland, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're listening to Spank Wagon, only available at...
Fill in the blank here.
Exactly, dude. Like those car commercials.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, fill in the blank. Oh.
Only available at... Listen in. You know, something like that.
Well, it's like the, you know, hi, I'm this rock star, and you're listening to...
Mike and Matt on the Radio Morning Show.
Huh?
You're listening to The Sturge. I laughed so hard when I saw that finally. Kari says, and Tobel say they've seen the head insertion into the vagina.
Yeah! I don't even want to know.
Fortunately, the guy was
how
bald.
How do people even run across that shit?
Fortunately, the guy was bald, dude.
Fortunately, no dude, shit.
That's some serious-ass muff diving, dude.
To say the least.
Dude, that's not muff diving, actually. That's crotch spelunking. It's like some sort of extra.
Crotch spelunking. Ladies and gentlemen, new words here every
new
Friday.
New terms every Friday. The password is crotch spelunking.
Can I just move on.
Yeah, dude.
Have we driven this, you know, to death?
There's always room for bad porn.
Well, there's always room for Jell-O and bad porn. Let's just get this over with.
You'll be serious now. He died this week, suffocated in a vagina.
Inhaled a fallopian tube. He's been to space. He's seen uterus. Uranus, what that too?
Uterus. Speaking of which,
that's where I left that frying pan.
Fuck, man. You have been watching German videos.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at Spankwagon, we want to commemorate the dead by doing our
Dead Celebrity of the Week.
This week's Dead Celebrity, Virginia Mayo.
Who?
Dead actress, 85 years old.
Good
enough for me. She was an American film actress. Hey, I had to find someone.
God damn.
We've had lousy luck these past few weeks. She was an American film actress. She had her career as a dancer and then signed on with Samuel Goldwyn and appeared in several of Goldwyn's movies with Danny Kaye. She made several successful comedies, including Wonder Man, The Kid from Brooklyn, and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I like the book.
In 1949, White Heat, in White Heat, she gave her greatest performance as Verna Juliet, the wife of gangster Cody Jarrett, who is played by James Cagney. Through the 50s and 60s, she ended up getting roles in B-movies and westerns, often singing roles, but her voice was always dubbed. She has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame for her work in television, and it can be found at 1751 Vine Street. Virginia Mayo, another unknown actress, dead at the age of 85.
Virginia Mayo, your dead celebrity of the week. Damn, she was pretty hot. 20 years ago. I'm sorry.
It's about 60 years ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't kick her off the autopsy table.
No. You've seen German porn.
That's a good one, too. That is sick, too, you know. She was at the Republican Party. She liked Ike.
No, apparently. That's what her pin says. Yeah. Anywho.
Years later, when she went to support Nixon, she had her I Love Dick pin.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
It's been, okay?
I love Dick. I like Ike. You love Dick. Oh!
You ever been to, like, the Richard Nixon?
Must be German porn.
You know what? That's going to be the end-all, be-all catch reference now. Anytime somebody says something, must be German born.
Must be German born.
Must be German born. Blowing your nose, getting them snot rocket money shots.
A glory hole dispenses Kleenex. Must be German born.
Must be German born.
Must be German born.
Hey, there she is, the Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a guy who'd seem like a cold fish.
Well, Nancy, can you toss my salad?
You met. There's certain people.
No, I can't. Thank you.
Well, you've not swallowed in a while.
Ronald Reagan is just always something that, like, fucking cracks me up, dude. This old fucking geezer trying to run the country, dude. With like last century's fucking morals and shit.
I think automobiles are bad because they're killing the horse industry.
No shit like that.
Wow. And then he becomes the governor of California. I think it fits. What are you surfing for?
I was, like, looking around, dude. She, like, died in Thousand Oaks, man. I was trying to see if we had none of those Motion Picture Actor Guild...
television hospitals.
Yeah, dude. You didn't know those exist either, dude.
Hey, wait. Must be German porn.
Okay, you can't use that for everything right there. I mean, you imagine the next time you're in some fucking company meeting and somebody throws out some fucking term... Let's run the straw man up a flagpole and see if anybody salutes.
Must be German porn!
You know?
Sorry.
You know, there is a difference between German, American, and Japanese bukkake.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I know, and I don't
want to
repeat
before.
Myself.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, man, there's different types of bukkake.
All right. So, anyhow, I hope our chat room isn't falling asleep.
Oh, yeah, where's the chat room? I'm sorry, I'm surfing the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You.
Charles Bell, McDonald's CEO, died this week. Oh, well, no.
Big deal. He died. Another McDonald's guy died. Woo!
Super.
And a Chinese prime minister. You know, we go for obscure here, folks.
Jesus, I put the Bob Forbes in 500. You haven't researched shit for dead celebrities, have you?
No, I didn't. I just
fucking chat room knows of more dead people than you do.
Dead celebrities is usually your shtick.
My shtick, my very own.
You
bit
find
on
dead
show.
Celebrities, I print them out and remember to bring them here. That's usually how it works out, you know. I mean, you can't rely on me to do everything.
That's true. That's true, man. You are nothing without me.
I don't know.
Should play it like a line.
I had a really good. We had a really good bunch of people listening when Diggs was here.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of good hits and responses.
Oh well,
from the show.
Then you just go back to him.
No, that's okay. They do a morning show. I can't do mornings.
Sure,
it's bad enough I have to get up at 8 a.m. usually to.
What's
going to
happen
radio.
When all of a sudden you run morning Las Vegas radio? On the FM waves.
Well, that's the first mistake. I probably won't be on the FM waves. Oh shit! That reminds me.
Okay. Speaking of dead air.
Speaking of dead air.
I'll get you back for that.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure.
Meddling fool! Move! That's a great fucking quote from a movie.
You meddling fool!
You meddling fool, and come on, move! That fucking Stephen O. Selznick could have done better.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls! Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and every other radio listener of all sizes, be prepared to be slightly happy and really fucking scared.
Oh, I was really happy about this, too.
Michael Powell, son of Colin Powell and the FCC chairman for 4 years, is going to announce later that he's resigning his post.
Woo!
Powell has been with the FCC for 7 years, first appointed to the five-person commission by President Clinton. He was expected to stay on board until 2007, which is the length of the appointment.
2007?
Yeah, he penned his resignation, which was a surprise to everyone, but his wife, I'm sure. Powell will most likely be politically remembered for the oversight of FCC during the time when government collected records. Record fines. I need to highlight better.
The government collected record fines.
For indecency on television. Okay. Did you know that before Powell decided to rape America with his choice of what is good for us, the FCC only collected like $48,000 was the most.
How much?
Like $48,000 was like the year before, I should say.
You're shitting me.
$48,000. $48,000.
Fuck, man.
One damn Hummer. Okay, one GMC fucking Hummer he collected. Oh, but after his appointment, studio trolls. It's always the studio trolls. Hello. After his appointment, he collected, you ready for this?
Yeah.
$8 million!
God damn, man. Somebody's filling a coffer somewhere.
Yeah, that's when Powell took the seat, too, you know. Critics argue that Powell was too eager to push Republican politics on the morality of the media. But others will note that a strong conservative element of the populace have also led the FCC around by the nose. Nothing exclamation. What the fuck is the studio troll doing?
I don't know.
They just stuck their head in here.
So what? Ignore them.
I mean, ignore the trolls.
God damn.
Hope you don't use the restroom. There's no water.
There's no water.
The hell are you going for?
She's hanging out in the bathroom. I don't know.
She's going for toilet paper. Her life revolves around toilet paper. Man. There's no bathroom, but there's toilet paper. This place doesn't make sense.
Yeah, welcome to the happy place.
Yeah, dartboards and basketball hoops everywhere. All right,
hopefully
moving on.
Hopefully you're not going to use the toilet paper to set your car on fire.
I drive the red Mitsubishi.
Well, I was kind of looking at the silver car down there.
Yeah, because it ain't down there.
Yeah, we know that ain't down there. Nice try.
Shit, that's at home with a dead battery from sitting for a fucking month.
Basically, though, here, they're saying that the strong conservative elements of the populace have also led the FCC around by the nose, which, of course, you know, points out the fact that 99% of the complaints the FCC took in 2003 came from the Parent Teacher Council.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's a whole fucking thing about that. It was like they had like something like a few thousand complaints, which they narrowed down, were actually submitted by only like 27 people
different people from the same organization.
Yeah, from the same organization.
No, I understand. Everybody does chain letters. You know, everybody says, copy this and put in your own information. And that's normal. That's expected. But when it's only one segment of the population,
that's something to be worried about. Not a vast majority.
Powell himself often portrayed himself as a believer in the First Amendment. Quote, I am a big believer in the First Amendment, but often I'm incredibly uneasy about lines we have to draw. No one takes pleasure in trying to decide whether this potty-mouthed word or that potty-mouthed word is a violation of the law.
Potty-mouth?
This is from a government official saying potty-mouth.
Potty-mouthed?
Think about that.
These are people that want to fuck that are there to actually help us not only write but define existing laws. And his vocabulary, the breadth of his vernacular encompasses
potty-mouth.
Potty
yeah. Powell is also considered a champion of deregulation, which he almost always took the side of big business and large media conglomerates when weighing in for marketing decisions.
Conglomerates?
Yeah,
you know. That's a word?
No, I made it up.
Oh, fucking, you fooled me, dude.
Thank you. You made you foolish. Conglomerates.
Conglomerates. Millions of years ago.
So now here's what I've said. Everybody should be happy he's gone, which is good. Everybody needs to fucking panic now. Because
why?
This means that Bush can put in a place someone that's more loyal to him.
I think Bush really cares.
I think he does. Because, I mean, he's going to go along those same lines. He's going to go along the party lines. Like everyone else that in his cabinet that he's had to replace or that has quit and he's replaced.
Dude, you don't understand. Basically what happened was everything was cool at the FCC, dude. Stern could get away with anything because when the war in Iraq started, dude, Stern was a full supporter of it. So then when the shit hit the fan, there were no WMDs and people began to question, and Stern suddenly violently opposed the war in Iraq. Dude, that's when Stern kept getting fined, and all of a sudden to justify that they weren't just simply singling out Stern, everybody else got fined, dude.
Right.
I really honestly don't believe that Bush cares what the fuck is said on the radio.
See, I think he does. I think that he's going to put someone in place that's going to keep raising money, because it's not what they say in the radio or anything like that. Yeah, they're investigating Tommy Lee's little slip. They're investigating everybody's little...
Almost cracked my windpipe.
Good.
I apologize.
They're investigating all these little slips and that, but they're realizing, ooh, we just made... You know,
a lot of money.
$8 million off of this.
Oh, yeah.
And this is money we don't have to really work for. This is money all we have to do is have a small group of people monitor and say, give me $100 or I'll, you know, make it worse.
Exactly. I understand. And, I mean, that was a part of people's fear about George Bush getting reelected. Because it was like, well, you know, if he gets elected for a first term and fucks up, nobody will want him for a second. But if he gets a second term, that means he can do whatever he wants without fear of any kind of... retribution, so to speak, in the fact of he wouldn't be reelected again.
By the way, Kilroy says, one segment, that's not a party line. Well, no, all these people, these 23 people, were all part of a group called Parent Television.
Right.
Parent Television Council or something like that. Not Parent Television Council, that's the Sesame Street.
Yeah. This was something else that was like funded by like the...
PTC is what they call themselves. They were basically this right-wing morality...
Who the fuck
fell ringer
group? I want to say it was a Christian coalition that actually founded the money.
No.
Who was it?
I don't know who it was, but I know that people... They had some, like... Who is the guy that's actually credited like composing the most music ever? It's a comedian. He's dead. We did his dead celebrity, too.
Steve Allen.
Steve Allen was actually like one of the major spokespeople for this, you know, and things like that. They went after pro wrestling about 3 years ago, and...
Yeah.
Now they're going after anyone because they realize, hey, we're pretty powerful because, we can make these and do this for them. And we've got people in our pockets because, hey, we're Republicans. And
Steve Allen is somebody who is bitter at life, man, because of basically what the fuck happened to him. I mean, you had Steve Allen, dude. When Jack Parr started The Tonight Show, Steve Allen took it over after him. And Steve Allen's like, nah, you know, Tonight Show thing, it's not really what I want to do. So he fucking left it and gave it to Carson. And Carson
ran with it.
Over 30 years, dude.
Exactly.
Was very successful with it, man. Became iconic. Steve Allen was always bitter left that. I mean, what the fuck was he doing after that, man? Wait, we had, like, comedy specials on PBS or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that's... Exactly. I mean, Allen, Steve Allen made his name, but not a big name. Yeah. It's not a Carson name, yeah. And people know, Johnny Carson, yeah.
Yeah, and so I remember Stern would fucking just tear his ass up because Steve Allen came out of nowhere trying to attack Stern and everybody else because
he was part of that PTC. The part of the group that tells you, they think they have the right to come into your home and tell you what to do and tell you what you can watch by trying to control the TV set. And that's just not the way it should be.
No, it should not be at all.
No, not at all. I mean, everybody has free fucking choice, and that's, you know, that's where it should be at. Anywho.
I'm curious about something. I'm looking at the Olympic Garden poster on the wall right there.
Oh, God.
You see the one I'm looking at?
Yeah, I see.
If anybody can see this, we'll get a camera on this later on. That, to me, looks like someone stole the silhouette for the image for the other club striptease.
Yeah, probably.
That's kind been of driving me, that piracy has been driving me crazy all night.
Jesus Christ, you're just critical about everything today, aren't you?
I'm tired.
You're very
but
tired.
Anyhow, yeah, that shit right there, fuck you, Steve Allen, dude. He was just a bitter old man in life who was pissed about his situation because it sucked.
Yeah, pure and simple. All right, switching some gears.
Let's talk about something happy.
Well, shit.
Guess that ain't happening tonight.
Ain't gonna happen tonight.
Hope you guys are for a downer mood.
Copycat criminal charged in McDonald's scheme. Cops say man placed objects in sandwich and then claimed injury.
Oh, shit.
This is in West New York. Cliffside Park man has been charged with cutting his own mouth with a razor and stuffing his McDonald's chicken sandwich with staples and a paperclip in an apparent copycat attempt to cash in on a lawsuit against McDonald's. This incident follows a lawsuit filed earlier this month by a lady named Beatrice Romero, who basically alleged that she ingested 5 needles that were inside her chicken sandwich.
Damn.
About 2 p.m. last Tuesday, New York police arrested Jose Rodriguez, 48, and charged him with supplying a false report to law enforcement and tampering with or fabricating evidence. Rodriguez has taken to the Palisade Medical Center while police began an investigation, which evidence was recovered at the scene indicating that this new incident was nothing more than a scam. The investigation revealed that Rodriguez ordered a chicken sandwich and took it to the restroom, where he bit into it and spit out portion into the garbage. Okay. He then placed a row of staples and a bent paperclip in the middle of the sandwich and rewrapped it. Finally, he took out a razor blade, and this is the gross part, and used it to cut the inside of his mouth before discarding the blade in the garbage. That's in the bathroom. That's at the McDonald's.
Wow, this is a... This is just one really good fucking smart guy here.
Really smart. Now, armed with the evidence, police visited Rodriguez at the hospital and gave him another chance to say what happened. But he gave them the exact same story. They then said, well, here's all the evidence we have. Changed his tune. He was arrested and his fingerprints, mugshot, were taken. He was released on his own recognizance to receive treatment for the cut to his mouth, which was serious enough to receive and need stitches.
Damn. I don't think I would have released that guy into his own recognizance. I think most certainly something like that right there. I probably would have gone ahead and I actually would have tried him and put him under probation.
Probably would have as well.
Yeah.
That's
a dangerous guy.
That's a very dangerous guy. He's willing to do that to himself to try to bilk money out of somebody. Even though it is crap hat McDonald's, who cares, though?
I know,
that's still wrong.
That's one of the lowest levels of fucking apathy, though, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm.
Now, the lady that they were talking about, her lawsuit, which happened around late December.
And this other woman right there, he's copycatting, she's legitimate, apparently.
Yeah. She was legitimate. She was in the restaurant when she bit into a sandwich and pain shot through her, said her attorney. Of course. She clutched at her throat thinking that she was choking. Her husband opened her mouth, saw 2 needles stuck in her, and pulled them out. She was taken to Palisades Medical Center, because this is at the exact same McDonald's.
Okay.
Where 3 more needles were surgically removed from her digestive tract. Now, they're saying that she is suing McDonald's because that's where she says she got.
Right. I'm kind of curious as to just how in the world they got in.
Can you imagine someone cutting? Could you? You just bit your tongue at the break when you're eating your corn nuts, and you screamed like a little fucking girl.
Dude, it fucking hurts.
No, I bit my tongue. I haven't done that in ages. Oh!
Yeah, it fucking hurts.
And someone cutting their mouth open with a razor blade.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, man, when it comes down to it, man, when you break it down, When you are put to the test right there, those extreme moments like that, you know what I mean? People can be far more capable than they normally think they are of doing such extreme things, man. Such repugnant acts.
Wow. Yeah, I'm...
It's still fucking sick.
What are you, Walter Cronkite all of a sudden? Such republic. Forget it. I can't even be funny
Walter
today.
Cronkite.
I'm tired.
Okay, let's just turn the cam on for the next 15 minutes. Everybody gets to watch us play darts.
Woo! Watch us play darts. That's not.
You know what? Actually, you know what, guys? We actually have like a dartboard in here now and a basketball hoop.
Yeah.
So maybe we
regular rec center, like you said
right,
earlier.
Right. So maybe we can like have guests come down and like try to like do free throw for like prizes.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to deal with talking.
We'll have to work.
By the way,
that.
Curry asks, how can you chew a needle? Well, you can't, but you can sure place them there.
Yeah, that's true. So you know.
So someone chews. I mean, here's my thing is, or swallow. Vert says, for that matter. Here's the thing I wonder is like when I bite into a sandwich, I don't just swallow whole. I just go, oop, oop, oop. No, I can't do that. I got to chew my food. I notice little things like that. I like, you know, if you're eating like a piece of chicken and you get a little bone, crunch, oh, bone, pick it out.
Dude, even sometimes if you get like some really rock hard, I mean like almost like a stone hard like piece of batter even.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? Or like you're eating sausage or something like that, or, you know.
Right, right.
You know, you get a piece of gristle or fat that's harder than normal. You notice these things.
That one must have, assuming this is legit, she must have seriously just gone and fucking wolfed down that sandwich.
She had to have. Where was the sandwich? I would love to see the sandwich and what it was doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, was there more needles in it? And I really, honestly, I think more people are just trying to bilk money because, hey, it's easier than earning it.
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
You know?
It's easy. Yeah, dude. It's easier in many cases right there. I can't blame them, dude.
Can't either.
Because you know what? Their life sucks, man. That's about all they'll amount to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, they got to cheat to win.
Exactly. But, yeah, we have that.
You're really tired.
No, I just had to stretch real quick. I'm fine. But, no, man, I'm a little, like, behind on the news, though, myself. That's what I'm having to lead you in on this. The couple news stories that I heard, like, on the way here is some fucking crazy guy killed a Walmart cashier in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And SpongeBob SquarePants promotes the gay agenda.
Really?
Really. That's apparent to... what I am hearing elsewhere as well.
Who says this? I mean, who's going after it now?
I do not know.
I mean, yeah, he does hang out with a pink star or a pink triangle, you know, stuff like that. But come on.
Well, I know one thing about SpongeBob SquarePants that's really interesting.
What's that?
I do know that for some unknown reason, SpongeBob SquarePants is really popular with the gay community.
Gee, what irony. Are we stalling for time?
No. We're not stalling for time at all. I'm trying to search the web to find out some more shit right here. And fortunately, I don't know how to spell SpongeBob. But yeah, like say, oh, here we go. Christians issue gay warning on SpongeBob video. And this is today, yeah. Conservative Christian groups accuse makers of a video starring SpongeBob SquarePants, Barney, and a host of other cartoon characters of promoting homosexuality to children. The wacky square yellow SpongeBob is one of the stars of a music video due to be sent to 61,000 schools in March. The makers, the nonprofit We Are Family Foundation.
That's. I bet if we do another quick look up on something like this.
I know, and that stinks of fucking self-righteousness, you know. Say the video is designed to encourage tolerance and diversity. But at least two Christian activist groups... Oh, We Are Family, I guess the ones that are putting this video on. I'm sorry. But at least two Christian activist groups say that innocent cartoon characters are being exploited to promote the acceptance of homosexuality.
What's wrong with that?
I know, exactly.
Why is it that religious groups don't want people to accept people for who they are?
I don't know, but I'm curious about how... More important than that right there, I'm curious how... Because by just saying that, it's almost like we justify their beliefs here. Because, I mean, it's like they're saying SpongeBob fucking in this cartoon. Let's see here. Because, I mean, I want to see what fucking harebrained goddamn formula came to this. A short step beneath the surface reveals is one of the differences being celebrated is homosexuality, said Ed Vitaligliano in an article for the American Family Association. The video is a remake of the 1979 hit song We Are Family, using the voices and images of SpongeBob, Barney, Winnie the Pooh, Bob the Builder, the Rugrats, and other TV cartoon characters. It was made by a foundation set up by songwriter Nile Rodgers after the terrorist attacks of September 11th in an effort to promote healing.
So, it's a good, it has good intentions, it's good, you know, it's meant to be there for something positive, and Christian groups have to ruin it. Maybe we need to touch on this next week.
Yeah,
we're out of time.
I understand. All I'm saying right now is I'm going through this article. I'm just skimming it real quick. Dude, there is absolutely nothing in here where they say how they come to this conclusion. Fucking idiots,
of course,
man.
Not, because then that would they would have to explain themselves. And it's easier just to point fingers and run than have to explain your own actions. You know that.
Crazy
I know that.
Fucking Christians.
Anywho.
This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable quadraphonic Ayatollah, Claude Balls.
We want to say a big thank you to everybody before we go for the night. Want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for letting us play in their studios. Want to say thank you to PlanetRadio.us for syndicating us. Also want to thank Radio306.com for syndicating us. Big thank you to Toe and RsAnime.com for letting us leech off his user base.
Indeed.
VFTP.net. Just want to thank Vert because of all the work and the stuff he's helped us in the past. Remember, folks, if we're not live, we're in the archive.
Tune in to Spankwagon Radio online to go ahead and check out our past show, archive shows. Anything you think you want to hear again that you heard tonight or in the past, you can check out there.
Also, you can check out Subject to Discussion in the archive and find the link at Spankwagon.
Indeed, indeed.
Again, I've been Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And we will see you next week.
This has been Spankwagon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm going to go to the next one.